Lego Comic Builder is a wonderful little application which could be used with students of all ages, from youngest ones right through to, well, even to adults. I'll speak in a little while about what comics can be used for, but you don't need to register, so there's no commercial element to this, although obviously it is linked in with Lego products and there is a shop part to it. But if we're, that's perhaps part of what we need to do in educating our young ones when they're visiting sites like this, how we behave around a commercial venture. So let's get started. When you create your first comic, you're offered a series of templates with pages, if you will, with different numbers of panels on, just like you get in a normal comic. So having chosen the template that you want, that's then loaded up with blank frames. And into each frame you can put different elements. So there are backgrounds, figures, and that's where the Lego bit comes in. It's those little Lego people. Vehicles on which the Lego people can ride. And objects as well. In addition to that, you can, and this is where it becomes really important, you can add textual elements. Things like thought bubbles and speech bubbles and splashes. So you might start with the background. When you put the background in, you've got two controls. You can control the size of the background and therefore sort of give the appearance of zooming in or out. And you can also rotate it, which gives some interesting effects depending on what you're trying to do. You've got the same two tools available for the other elements too. But when you put in figures or objects, you also get a context-sensitive panel open as well. So the figures you can change the pose of, for example. In some instances, you can add objects. So the figures can be holding different objects. And you can also change which hand it is they hold it in. With the vehicles and some of the other planar objects, you can change the direction in which they're pointing. So you can make them rotate. You can also resize them, obviously, as we said earlier on, and make them look closer to or further away. When you've finished, you can save that out and print it directly. You can just save it as a PDF file, so that might be useful. Or you can add different numbers of pages too, so you're not restricted to a single page. I can see this being really useful in storytelling. Why do we have to write when we're telling stories? And particularly useful perhaps in languages. It offers an opportunity. I know that, for example, my colleagues often talk about my town or ma ville. Why not use this to do that? Why not use Comic Builder to do it?